Hi, what's up, everyone? So today we're doing a mini-sode. It's just me in my room with a microphone, as it should be. but I wanted to basically drop a few announcements. Well, one main one. And there is music in the background, so I'm sorry if it bothers you, but I figured it would be better than the construction and the buzzing and stuff like that that's happening outside, because I know there's gonna be background noise inevitably. I'm sorry, in this episode, but I figure me choosing what it is better than just the outside. Hopefully you can't hear everything, because I'm using a new mic. It's a much better setup, like as far as convenience and little things I can lose and stuff like that, but I think I'm compromising the quality just a little bit. But anyway, on to my announcement. Some of y'all know, well, most of you guys know if you follow me on any of my socials, that I am moving. I'm moving out of state, and a lot of people ask me where. A few of you guys guessed right, because I don't know, I think you guys just know me a little bit, so you decided, you know, where were the best places, and then you kind of tweeted them at me or DM'd me or whatever. But I am moving to New York City. So I was raised in the Bay. I was born in Southern California, moved to the Bay at a pretty young age, was raised in the Bay until I was like 19, and then that's when I moved to LA and started my little life here. You know, living in the Bay Area and then living here in Los Angeles, and then you think, okay, well, where next? And I'm not one of those people, really. I didn't have one of those epiphanies where I was like, let me go to the fucking forest. I want to be alone. So that wasn't the reason for me wanting to leave. It wasn't like I was sick of the city life or any of that shit. It was much different than that. It was almost like I wanted, you know, it was almost like I was running in the opposite direction. I was like, I need more. And I think LA was a really good run for me, and I might even be back, you know what I mean? I just kind of want to experience something else, especially while I'm young and I ain't got no kids, I ain't got no husband. So, fuck yeah, I'm gonna kind of explore and enjoy that. I want to enjoy the fact that I don't have any real commitment right now, and you know, the jobs that I do have allow me to basically, you know, travel, so why not? You know, I think I'll really regret it if I wake up when I'm like 45, have some other applications, and I'm like, damn, why didn't I do all that dumb shit? Well, it wasn't dumb to do, you know. So I'm gonna do that. I'll be living in Brooklyn. I'm pretty fucking excited, to be honest with you. I have some friends out there already, so I'm really excited. You know, I think that I explored a lot of LA, I made a lot of friends, and now I'm very comfortable here, and I have a network here, because for so long, it was like, it didn't matter how many good friends I met here, or like good people, or networked, or anything. It was still like, well, I've only lived here like 2 years, I've only lived here 3 years, so the closest person to me out here that I met out here is going to be someone I still only met like 2-3 years ago, you know. So I didn't really feel like I had any really deep close friendships, and at this point in my life I do. So I just feel like there's a lot more for me to experience, and I've really done a lot here, and I can always go back. So I keep falling back to that. If I hate it, I can always go back. I can always go back. So let me think what else I wanted to talk about. All right, so someone suggested that I have a segment on my mini-sode about just like kind of talking shit, you know what I mean? It's kind of what I do best. It's what people expect from me. And not necessarily talking shit, like just complaining about stuff, but, you know, if you follow me on any socials, then you kind of know what I mean. I'm just very vocal about my thoughts and whatnot. So, my first confusion, I guess. I asked this on my Instagram, and I was met with a lot of support and also a lot of hate. So I basically just said, well, why do non-native people get tattoos of skulls with headdresses on them? Is it to remind native peoples that their cultures were mostly wiped out? Mostly wiped out. Not necessarily, you know, it all. Native people still exist. Indigenous people still exist. I'm talking specifically about the United States of America. So we have a very, how do I say it? We have a very terrible, upsetting, inhumane, genocidal, I don't know if that's a word, genocide-y, past, okay, regarding our indigenous people, Native Americans. And it's continuing, you know. I don't know if people think it's extreme or not, but the way that I see it, it's still continuing, you know what I mean? Like, it is something that quote-unquote happened in the past, but it's also something that's continuing, the way that, you know, Native Americans are still just kind of on reservations, which we know are the shittiest plots of land possible. You can barely grow anything on them. All the things on the reservations cost a shit ton of money. Like, you know, milk will be like $15 for a carton, you know, just exaggerated prices. And of course, the Dakota Pipeline, you know, a lot of places don't have water, a lot of places are getting torn down, a lot of places are getting dug up, etc., etc. We just don't seem to have very much respect for the indigenous people of the land we live on. It's, even where I'm sitting right now is stolen land, you know, so, and even deportation for people who, you know, would have been in this region before we, some of us, ever were, and we're deporting them because, quote unquote, the law, when we know that, you know, people came over here, settlers came over here and made a law. So it's continuing the genocide that we had started a long time ago. I shouldn't say we, because it's not all Americans and not even all white Americans necessarily, but a lot of them, and we're living and benefiting from that genocide. So even if I'm not personally responsible, I have to understand that I'm benefiting from that genocide. I'm living on stolen land, you know. So I want everyone to kind of take that in and not see it as a personal attack, because I think a lot of times people are like, immediately go when anyone's talking about racism or any sort of thing like that, they're like, well, I don't have a slave, I didn't kill any Native Americans, so I blah blah blah. Shut up, dude. No one is talking about that. This is the time to really reflect, put down your pride, put down your ego. It's not about you. It's really not about you, as an individual at all. It's not, you know, I think I'm a pretty okay person, but like I said, I am still benefiting off of this stolen land. Everyone has a, you know, different story and reason why they're here, etc., but you know, we still have to think about stuff, be self-aware, because regardless, that land was stolen, and if your biggest concern is just to say, well, it's not my fault, then you're part of the problem, you know, then you're a child, kind of, thinking about your accountability, and if it's your fault, instead of actually looking at the real issue. Your priority shouldn't just be like, and this goes into, day-to-day, face-to-face kind of interactions too. If you kind of swallow your pride a little bit and stop thinking that your first job is to defend yourself constantly on your what you did and what you didn't do, then you're going to miss a lot of important stuff, because if you're too caught up in that, you're not going to see everything else. Like, if you're too busy saying, well, I was not a white settler, or my, you know, ancestors weren't, then you're gonna just sit there arguing about that and not even hear about what's actually going on with the Native American people or any demographic you're talking about, or even just if you're talking to your friend and they come to you like, I'm really upset because A, B, and C. You know, if you just get all defensive for no fucking reason, then it's like, okay, bitch, sorry, I'm not even going to talk to you about it because you're sitting, I don't want to have to defend myself, that I'm not attacking you if you're just going to get defensive. Anyway, that was a tangent. I hope that it even makes sense in the slightest. But anyway, this is, you know, a lot of people were complaining. Someone just commented on this, actually. And I will address it because it's stupid. So, like, someone said, so only Native Americans can have certain tattoos and white people can have certain tattoos. Do you not see that as the definition of segregation? Well, historically, segregation was very specific. Non-white people were not allowed to share things with non-white people. Me making a post or saying why white people shouldn't continue this trend of using the aesthetics of Native Americans, meanwhile Americans in general are pushing out Native culture and Native peoples while stealing the aesthetic. If defending from that is segregation, then do you see how that definition of segregation has really, like, cannot hold a fucking candle to actual segregation? So this is what I need to, that's what I think about, like, with the words, you know, sexism, racism, etc., etc. It's not comparable, you know what I mean? It's silly to think that it is comparable in any way. You're just co-opting this word because you think it will, you're trying to make it seem like you're treated just as bad, and that's just not so. Even if I'm saying you're not allowed to get a tattoo, which that's not even what I'm saying, I'm just saying think about why people are getting these tattoos. It's, if you really boil it down, what I was talking about was, you know, non-Native people getting skulls with headdresses on them. To me, that signifies, you know, a skull is like death, right? So that just seems morbid and weird to me. So, this guy says, so only Native Americans can have certain tattoos and white people can have certain tattoos. Do you not see that as the definition of segregation? I said segregation has been historically used to separate non-white people from whites-only places legally and systematically. What legislation did I pass that made you feel segregation was an appropriate word? You know, because I just feel like you're comparing apples and oranges. It's not a systematic thing I'm talking about. And I'm also not, there's no law that's telling you not to get it, you know, but freedom is speech. Freedom of speech basically is, you know, people can comment on things. People can have opinions. Legally passing something is much different. Systematically oppressing people or not allowing people to do something is completely different. Somebody said most people do it as a sign of respect for said culture. What culture? Most people, you have to get, you know, like a headdress, if you're talking about the actual culture, that's only specific tribes had that. Only men could have it. And also, it was a headdress, not something you tattoo. So there's a lot of, like, just things that I feel about this, because you're not respecting a culture. That's like putting, you know, chopsticks in your hair and saying ching chong and saying that you're respecting Asian culture. You know, that's not, you're putting a caricature of what you believe represents Asian culture, which is in itself a little bit racist, because you are clumping it all together in a kind of weird way and then saying that you're respecting it. But what culture? You know, which one? By clumping things together and caricaturizing it like that, or making it into a caricature. Sorry. That in itself is not helping, you know, because people already think of it all as one thing, you know, a monolith. It's not. Somebody said, let me see. Somebody said natives were savages who were not advancing, and ironically, I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for colonization. Just look at Mel Gibson's movie Apocalypto and see how they lived. If it wasn't Europeans, it would have been Chinese or some other who took out the Indians. And then this person also believes that the linear way to look at indigenous peoples was that it was Indians first, and then Native Americans after the settlers came, and then Mexican people. Which is very silly, because Indian, Native American, Indigenous, I have heard them all used by Indigenous people interchangeably. There might be some sort of fact to some of it, but not. I just don't believe it to be the linear way that he says. You know, like the same way there are Indigenous people right now and Mexican people at the same time. You know, like they both are existing right now as we speak. And also, you know, the whole, like, European people were so advanced and Native Americans weren't advanced. I mean, there's a reason that all these New Age white people that we keep seeing discover things. There's a reason why a lot of, you know, other cultures are like, oh, we've been doing that. Quinoa, turmeric, crystals, like, all these things that are, like, these... crystals was a was a pretty bad example, but you know, like things like turmeric and, like I said, quinoa. I can't think of any other ones, but there's a lot of different things that other people have been using for years. You know, like black charcoal and different ash stuff and different things like that for detoxifying. Those are all things that other cultures had discovered a long time ago, so I don't know what you want to talk about, you know, advancing and whatnot. It's not a linear thing, you know, because if it was, we wouldn't be going, quote-unquote, back in time, back to other cultures to figure out things, and people are paying a lot of money for, like, leech treatments and weird shit like that, you know, so it's not linear, at all, and, I think regardless if we're, you know, at this point in time, we pride ourselves on being a nation that is compassionate, a nation that can provide asylum, a nation that's free, all these things. If we're going to pride ourselves on that, it's one thing if we don't and we just go ahead and, you know, be honest with everybody and say, hey, we have a dictatorship, or hey, we're a white dominated country and everyone needs to deal with it or whatever. It's one thing if we kind of declare that, but if we're going to lie and say we have all these values and then not really act on it, then we're going to have to be open to criticism and also have compassion, including the people who lived here before it was America. So yeah, it's just my thought on it. And I don't think you can't wear anything from other cultures. It's just, you know, when you're taking it out of context and you're not educated on it and you're taking the aesthetic of it alone and using it for your own benefit. So that's when it becomes a problem, because then you are actively erasing somebody else's culture and you are benefiting, you know, whether it be, oh, I have a cool thing on my shirt, or oh, my new tattoo, or oh, I'm selling these moccasins or whatever. Like, you can, quote unquote, even if you have the utmost appreciation for the culture, you need to be good to the people who brought you the culture. Yes. So by taking away from the actual people, if you're selling stuff, making stuff and selling it, etc., etc., you're cutting the people out completely, which is 100% racist, you know? Let's see. What else can I talk shit about? Alright, another weird thing. Don't go through my friends list. Find friends or family and follow them. It's one thing if it's just, like, my friends who do porn or my friends who model or any weird shit like that, but why are you following my sister? Why are you following my cousin? Why are you following these people that you've never ever met? It's weird as fuck. Even if you've met them, why are you following them after, like, one time of meeting them? they don't even follow you back, and they usually ask me because it weirds them out. They're like, is that one person that you barely even know? And it's awkward when I'm like, yeah, it is, I don't know why. And then I check, and you followed like fucking damn near 40 people off my friends list. That shit freaks me out. Are you gonna take my skin and wear it? Are you trying to, like, what you trying to do? Because it kind of freaks me out, you know? I've had this on a few different occasions, and I understand social media, everyone kind of has different rules. You know what I mean? The rules are just being established now. What's regular, what's not regular. But it's just awkward. Like, there are certain things, you know, a lot of people say, like, well, it's just social media, you know, doesn't mean anything. Bullshit. I think social media is just another medium. Yes, it can be stupid, but also it's a medium. So why do you need to follow or communicate with these people or look at them if you don't know them and they don't really know you and they're not looking at you back? What the fuck? I find that so strange. And I've had it happen a few times to me, and it's almost always like a weird funny acting person, if that makes sense. Like, it's never just innocent. It's never like regular either. Like, I've never encountered a normal person who did that. They were always like super insecure or super like hated me and loved me, or they just were stalking me or something, like literally stalking me. I don't say that word lightly. I had somebody show up at my school one time when I was going to college, and they did that. They followed everybody I knew so that they could see everything as much as possible with me. You know what I mean? I find that to be so fucking bizarre. I'm not into it at all. And I don't want to sound like I'm so fucking popping or that I'm so fucking cool that, like, everybody copies me. It's not even that. Or everybody stalks me or whatever. It's not even that. It's just that these are things that have happened, I think, to a lot of just girls in general, a lot of people in general who are on the internet and have been for a long time. So I just wanted to say that because I have noticed, you know, even like, you know, some mega fans on Twitter, you can tell that they are the really crazy fans, whether it be good or bad, because they follow all the people you tweet about or all the people that you are with or get tagged in, etc., etc., usually because they're trying to see other things of you. And this was something that I was trying to talk to somebody about. They were saying, do you think that dating Kylie helped Travis Scott's album sales? And the answer is yes, I do. I don't think that she plugs him. I don't think that she puts him on her Instagram saying, hey, you know, this person, my babe, has a new album out. I don't think they even need to do that ever. I think just by association, when people are fucking huge diehard fans for Kylie, they follow Travis because they're like, well, you know, I'm curious. Also, maybe he'll post something about her life, etc., etc. And then, I don't know. So, I'm not saying, I did not just say that I'm Kylie Jenner, so sorry if that's what it sounded like. That's not what I meant. I basically just wanted to say that, you know, it's not usually regular behavior unless you are actually a random ass fan, then, you know, I excuse it, but, unfortunately, usually it's not. Anyway, this got a lot more serious than I wanted it to get. I wanted it to be fun shit talking, but it got real serious. I started talking about genocide and all kinds of shit, so my bad. But anyway, you guys are always, you know, allowed to tweet me things and suggestions for the show. Guests that you want to see on the show, etc., etc. Anyway, I'm about to sign off. I basically just wanted to fill you guys in on the updates and what I'm doing with my life right now. Also, if y'all know how to ship a snake, please let me know, because I'm flipping out trying to figure out how I'm gonna get Luna to New York. to live with me. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys what was going on. I'm also going to Rolling Loud in the Bay Area this year, September, I think 14th, 15th, and 16th, something like that. So let me know if y'all will be in the area or if you're gonna be at Rolling Loud. We can totally say hi since it's a public event. I don't usually meet fans like that, but we can definitely say hi if you see me there or something like that. Anyway, I am signing off now, so I'll see y'all later.